An Arctic cold front will cross the region tonight, bringing some rain and snow showers and potentially some snow squalls. Following that front, we will see the coldest air of the season that will be with us for the day tomorrow into Wednesday, and then temperatures will begin to moderate as we work towards the end of the week. For now, clouds have been increasing in coverage across the area. Those clouds are rolling in advance of that cold front, and we've even seen some rain and snow showers break out this afternoon. As the front draws closer, we will increase the chance for rain and snow, and as we work through the night, that front could trigger some snow squalls that could leave a slippery accumulation of snow in some spots before tomorrow morning's commute. In the mountains, it's certainly possible that a couple of inches of snow may accumulate by tomorrow morning. We'll start to see the wind kick up as well on the backside of that front, and temperatures will drop off quickly, and that's why I'm talking about the potential for some slippery spots on roadways tomorrow morning. We'll see temperatures drop into the teens and 20s in most areas by tomorrow morning's commute. And temperatures will not move too far tomorrow. We're looking for highs to be mainly in the 30s to around 40 degrees, and that is about 12 degrees below what is normal for this time of year. So it's certainly going to feel more like December than November. We could see a few snow showers lingering in some of the mountains, but overall it should be a generally dry day under a mix of clouds and sun. It looks to turn even colder tomorrow night as many areas will fall back into the teens. In fact, the freezing line will work well into the deep south tomorrow night as this Arctic high-pressure area controls the weather across the eastern half of the nation. The chill continues on Wednesday with highs again in the 30s to around 40. We should be back up into the 40s to around 50 by Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers likely, some snow squalls possible, low 16 to 24. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and colder, high 30 to 35, 20s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Some snow squalls are possible, low 16 to 24. And tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and colder, high 30 to 35, 20s in the high terrain. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Some snow squalls are possible, low 28 to 34. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and colder, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy tonight, with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Some snow squalls are possible, low in the lower to mid-20s. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and colder, high in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold, high in the 30s to around 40. Mostly sunny and not as cool on Thursday, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.